Bill Kratz. WLEV 96 FM. There's just not enough art in our schools. No wonder people think Louis Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. It's a long way from the Apollo Theater to the Apollo program, but for Louis Armstrong, giant leaps for mankind were simply a matter of course. For more information about the benefits of art education, please visit us on theamericansforthearts.org. Just like great Louis Armstrong, all you need is a little brass. Art asks for more. Giant snakes have a reputation of being aggressive. The anaconda measures over 16 feet and weighs 180 pounds. Its mouth is like a clamp, and an animal struggling to get free only sets the grip tighter. At the same time it sets its bite, the anaconda loops its powerful coils around its victim and begins to squeeze. The process takes little more than a second, hardly enough time to react. So your school is having a science fair. Great! The science fair has long been a favorite educational tool in the American school system, and for a good reason. Your teachers hate you. Ha! No. Seriously. Although a science fair can seem like a big pain, it can help you understand important scientific principles, such as Newton's first law of inertia, which states, a body at rest will remain at rest until 8:45 p.m., the night before the science fair project is due, at which point the body will come rushing to the body's parents, who are already in their pajamas, and shout, I just remembered the science fair is tomorrow and we gotta go to the store right now. The velociraptor sniffed. It jerked its head and looked right at Tim. Tim nearly gasped with fright. Tim's body was rigid, tense. He watched as the reptile eye moved, scanning the room. Another sniff. He's got me, Tim thought. Then the head jerked back to look forward, and the animal went on towards the fifth stake. Tim thought, Lex, please don't move. Please don't move. Whatever you do, please don't. The velociraptor sniffed the stake and moved on. It was now at the open door to the freezer. Tim could see smoke billowing out, curling along the floor towards the animal's feet. One big clawed foot lifted, then came down again silently. The dinosaur hesitated. Too cold, Tim thought.